coast to coast and border to border. It's Tailgate Radio.
Hey there, Tailgate Nation. This is the Grill Sergeant, John Largent. Thank you so much for downloading episode number 85 of Tailgate Radio as we blast this show to all 50 states, all provinces in Canada, and over 50 countries across this big blue marble we call Earth. We really do appreciate you stopping by our virtual tailgate party. And thank you for subscribing or downloading via iTunes, Stitcher, the TuneIn app for your smartphone, Audio Boom, Google Play. We're also on SoundCloud. You can find us at Apple TV and Roku. And if you get a chance, if you have a chance, we certainly would appreciate you heading over to iTunes and giving us a 5-star review if you are so inclined. We really do appreciate you being part of the Tailgate Family Network. We've got a great social media platform on Twitter where we've got over 50,000 followers that are engaged and really reach out to us with ideas and recipes and guest suggestions and things like that, and we certainly do appreciate that. So head over there, go to our website at tailgateradio.com. We've always got new information over there. You can also listen to our archived shows since day one, and man, our first show was bad. I was really, really bad. I don't know that I've gotten that much better, but I can tell you that episode one, if you want to have a chuckle, listen to some guy that doesn't know what the hell he's doing. And that would be me. And that would be episode one of Tailgate Radio. So if you have a chance and want to get a good laugh for the day, go by and check out episode one of Tailgate Radio, or two or three or four. They get better over time, but still, you know, I'm not a professional broadcaster, as you can tell. I'm not very polished, but I enjoy talking about tailgating, and I enjoy talking to people that are engaged in the tailgating lifestyle, whether it's a sports personality, a world-class chef, an inventor, a manufacturer, or as in today's guest, the patriarch of the Kielbasa Provision Company, Michael Kielbasa. Those of you that aren't familiar with the product, Kielbasa brand sausage has been really in the state of Texas. It's a very common and very popular brand of sausage. In recent years, they've reached out throughout the U.S. Those of you folks that are listening in other countries, I'm sorry you don't get to necessarily partake in the deliciousness that is Kielbasa brand sausage. But Kielbasa, through their relationships with regional grocery store chains and with Costco across the country, if you've ever caught Kielbasa doing one of their road shows in a Costco, you will undoubtedly realize why Kielbasa is our preferred sausage manufacturer. And you know, their old logo, and they've made some changes, but their old logo is Passion Makes Perfect. And this comes from the grandson, Michael Kielbasa, who's going to be our guest this week, is the grandson of the founder of Kielbasa, and he's going to go into the history, where the name came from, how they actually you know, sometimes you don't want to know how things are made, but I can assure you, when you're talking about Kielbasa, you want to know how that's made, because that's the difference maker. And that's what makes it head and shoulders to me above any other sausage brand. And so it's great to have that person that's in charge of all of those decisions with such an influential brand such as Kielbasa on our show this week. So we've got Michael Kielbasa joining us after the first break. I want to talk to you a little bit about some things we have going on here at Tailgate Radio. We are in the throes of summer. We're school's not quite out yet. We've got a few more weeks to go. But as summer plans take place and the shift goes from, you know, football has been over for a few months now, and I'd like to find out where you spend your time tailgating in the spring and summer. Do you go to baseball games? Do you go to NASCAR or other racing events, your local track? Do you go to Formula One? Do you go to festivals? All these are considered great tailgating venues. And I know in the southern part of the United States, grilling is a year-round activity. I know that a lot of people in the northern states, particularly in the New England areas, they, other than the diehard fans, a lot of people put away their gear for the fall and winter, and they really don't get things fired up until about this time of year. So I would like to find out from you guys where you're going to be spending your tailgating time this summer. And we'd love for you to connect with us over at Twitter at Tailgate Radio and tell us, just say John or Tailgate Radio or however you want to address me or us or the team here. Just tell us what you're going to spend your time with. And we're going to pull a couple of random folks out and we're going to send you a container of King of the Grill rub from our good friend Jonathan Joss, who is going to be in an upcoming movie called The Magnificent Seven. You also might know him as the voice of John Redcorn from King of the Hill. And also he was on, most recently was on Parks and Recreation on NBC. He's a good friend of Tailgate Radio. And we're going to send some autographed bags of King of the Grill rubs for your next tailgate party. But what you've got to do is you've got to tell us where you're going to spend your time and like us or follow us or however you do that on Twitter so that we can send you a DM so that when we choose you, we can connect with you and get your address and send you your very own King of the Grill rub. So that's just a little something we want to do to kick off the summer. And I know that we've got a few weeks left before school's out for most of you kiddos that are still out there trying to learn. So we're gonna send that to you as well. So when we come back from the break, we're going to have Michael Kielbasa from Kielbasa Provision Company telling us about the history, the tradition, and some really cool stuff about the Kielbasa brand. We'll do that right after this. But first,
time is right to use a spud spot. Boil them spots, make it fast and nice. Crispy on the outside, fluffy in the middle. Don't you just love the spud spot?
Spud Spike's the original food-grade stainless steel 6-inch baking potato perfection system. It's made right here in the USA. The spud spikes, along with our gourmet potato skin rubs and everyday seasonings, are perfect for baking, barbecuing, cookouts, grilling, steaming. They're good for indoor and outdoor kitchens, campers, RVs, tailgating, barbecue lovers, brats, sausages, and perfect holiday gifts for that special loved one. Just a nail? I don't think so. The Spud Spikes Baked Potato Perfection System. Buy it online now at spudspikes.com. That's spudspikes.com.
It's right to use a Spud Spike. You oil and spice and make it fast and nice. It's crispy on the outside.
I am so excited to have the president of Kielbasa Provision Company, Mr. Michael Kielbasa. Welcome into Tailgate Radio.
Well, thanks for having me. I'm thrilled to be here.
Well, you know, I am a native. I grew up in Texas. I've lived in San Antonio for over 20 years, so I am very familiar with the Kielbasa Provision Company brand. But we've got people listening from all over the country. We've got folks listening in 41 countries around the world. Tell them about the origin and about the history, because I think it's fascinating, about Kielbasa brand sausage.
Well, I guess I need to start with our name, which is actually the Polish word for sausage. And we must have been butchers or something like that back in the old country, because that's the only way I can figure out that we got the last name Kielbasa. But my ancestors came over on the first migration of Polish immigrants to the U.S. back in the mid-1800s. And my grandfather, he was probably third generation by then over here, started our company in 1949. He wanted to make authentic Polish-style sausage, and we still make it the exact same way he made it all those years ago.
Well, what age did you get started in the business?
Oh, gosh, I grew up in it just like any family business. So my dad drugged me down there when I was in probably middle school starting out. But
what was your first job?
My first job, back when I was a kid, we were slaughtering cattle and hogs. And so my first job was loading trucks and then packing sausage in 10-pound boxes, bulk boxes, because that's the only way we sold it back then was bulk. 15, 16 years old, and your dad's brought you down in the meat business, we start real early. So sometimes I would be out late at night, and my dad enjoyed, really got a kick out of waking me up at 4:30 in the morning to say, "Hey, son, it's time to go to work."
He enjoyed that a little
too much. He really enjoyed that a little too much.
Oh, goodness. Well, so Kielbasa Provision Company doesn't just sell sausage. You guys really have an entire line of products, right?
Well, actually, we used to have an entire line of products. Okay. Back in the day, when we were slaughtering hogs, we would make bacon and hams and actually a lot of different sausage products. Salami and even hot dogs. But as we grew and as our sausage business grew especially and got so popular, we really had to decide what to concentrate on making. And eventually we quit slaughtering cattle and hogs. We expanded our sausage kitchen. And really all we make now is sausage, smoked sausage products. We are getting ready to launch a craft, we call it craft bacon because it's the way bacon, it's an old-fashioned, dry-cured, double-cut, thick-slice slab bacon, the kind of bacon that you can really only get in a country store or someplace.
Well, you know, I have been, and first of all, that sounds amazing. I grew up on a, you know, I didn't grow up on a farm, but I grew up working on a farm, and that's how we ate bacon for sure. I've been down to the plant on South Brazos. Mm-hmm. One thing I don't see is I don't see a lot of machinery.
Yeah, that's right. We still handcraft this sausage. You know, obviously we use some machines, but we really, there's a lot of people touching the product because we want to make it, we really want to make it the way my grandfather made it. That's what sets us apart. There's a lot of sausage out there. If you want to buy sausage, you can buy it anywhere. But when you buy our sausage, you're really buying a truly handcrafted product, and that's what we want to. That's what makes us different.
What are the different kinds of sausage that you're currently making there?
Oh gosh, we make a whole lot of different kinds of sausage. We started out with just one Polish sausage, and now we make probably 30 or 40 different flavors. Most exotic.
Wow, I didn't realize it was that many.
Yeah, the most exotic is probably a venison and pork sausage that you can only find here in Texas at HEB. But we also make an organic beef sausage. We're one of the few companies. In fact, I don't know of any other company out there that makes an organic beef sausage. And we sell it in different areas of the country.
Yeah, and I know that you guys are in Costco. I've been in different parts of the country and see you guys in Costco all the time. And then over in the southeastern part of the country, you're also at Publix too, right?
That's right.
So I know we have a ton of tailgaters down there in the Southeastern Conference that need to get their hands on some Kielbasa brand sausage because it really is. I mean, the one thing that's been great about doing this job is I've gotten to travel the country, and I get to I've gotten to sample some food, and I've spent a lot of time, and I've tasted a lot of different sausage, but there's something about Kielbasa that is so unique, distinct, and the flavor, not just because you're here, but there's not a better sausage in my mind anywhere. What is that unique aspect?
Well, it's... First of all, thank you very much. That's a very high compliment because there is a lot of good sausage out there as well. But I think it boils down to a very simple philosophy of putting in really high-quality ingredients. So we use beef shoulder clods and is our beef component. We use lean pork, and the pork is our pork component. And it starts with that. Then we use, and we never use anything that's frozen. Everything is fresh. Then we use fresh spices. We use natural hickory smoke. We never use any artificial smoke. We add a very minimal amount of preservatives. In fact, a lot of our product doesn't contain any nitrites or nitrates at all. And so it just goes back to a very authentic, old-fashioned way of making things. And as you and I know, there are certain things that are great as they progress, like iPhones and technology, but there are some things that are just a lot better left untouched.
Right. And you know, that was a question I had listed here is, do you ever tinker with the system at all, or do you just, you know, if it's not broke, don't fix it kind of thing?
One time, I'll tell you a funny story. One time we bought a machine that a salesman had told us would help us help our process quite a bit. And so we brought it in. And it didn't work. It didn't work like the guy said it was going to work. And so he brought in engineers. He actually brought in some engineers from Germany to look at this because they've never had it not work. And what they discovered is that our sausage is so unique. And so basically it turned out that it was dense. A lot of companies put fillers and other things in their product to make it very it just makes it easier to flow, I'll call it that way. But ours is very dense and thick, and they couldn't figure it out until these engineers said, well, we've never seen a sausage like that before. So they asked us, they said, well, this is what you
need. And that guy's coming from Germany.
Right, exactly. And that guy said, and they said, well, you need to do this and this to your product. And that's when I said, pull the machine out. We're not doing anything to the product. We'll throw a few more bodies at it.
There you go. Well, let me ask you this. Once a customer has purchased, you know, let's just go with Polish sausage, and they take it home, and I know I still can't believe 30 to 40 different flavors. That's amazing. What are some of the best ways to prepare sausage for consumption in different, you know, I have done everything from beer batter to mixed in with breakfast. And what's some of the favorite ways you like to enjoy your namesake?
Yeah. So the first thing to remember is the product, most all of our products are fully cooked. We do make a Mexican style chorizo, which is not, but every kind of sausage that you buy at Costco or Publix or at HEB is going to be fully cooked. And so you can really cook it a variety of ways. I grew up, believe it or not, my mother used to boil it, and I used to wrap it, and then we'd wrap it in a piece of white bread and eat it like that. And let me tell you something, that's pretty darn good right there. But a lot of people steam it in a skillet with a little bit of water. A lot of people grill it on either a gas or a charcoal grill. You can also pan fry it. You know, the other morning I had it with eggs. I just chopped it up, diced it up, threw it in the skillet for a few minutes, then mixed it with eggs, and boom, you got a great hearty breakfast in no time.
And I love smoking them low and slow. Oh, my gosh. They just taste so good. I don't get to do that a whole lot, but when I do, that's how I prefer to do it. You guys have been very involved over the last, 15 years with the local high school football. And you guys have done a tailgate party every week on Friday nights. How did that tradition get started?
Well, as you know, there's nothing bigger than Texas high school football. And we just got to thinking one day, how can we get involved with some of these high schools and celebrate this great Texas tradition? So Arthur and Elvia Cavazos, our friends that help us with our public relations, came up with the idea of having a high school tailgate. And so we grill 200 links of sausage, wrap them in a flour tortilla, which is the way a lot of people in South Texas eat it, and we hand that out with some water. We get all the kids around, have a little pep rally, put them on television, and let them have a great time.
Well, it's been, I think David Chancellor's been doing that since since its inception?
I think 17 years.
Has it been 17 years?
Something like that.
Wow. Well, I know that, as we travel the country and see different preparations and different foods out there, I see a lot of sausage being cooked out there. And I can tell you from our perspective at Tailgate Radio, we're just excited to be a part of the Tailgate Club of the Week program with Kielbasa Provision Company. Is there any word of wisdom or advice you could give any of our winners as to what they should be doing on game day with Kielbasa brand?
Well, first of all, I would say that it's important to set aside everything else, whether it's yard work or cleaning out the garage. Don't do anything on a game day. Okay, you can leave that for the rest of the week, but keep those game days sacred, as they say. And when you throw Kielbasa sausage on the grill, just have a lot of good friends and good football, and you can't get anything better than that.
Well, I want to thank you for coming into Tailgate Radio this week. As we mentioned earlier, Kielbasa brand is available at HEB here in Texas, Costco across the country, and in the southeastern part of the country, you can get it at Publix. Michael Kielbasa, thank you so much for coming in. You are one of my heroes when it comes to the world of food and just Texas tradition. A lot of people don't realize that barbecue in Texas is not just brisket. It's really ribs, brisket, and sausage. And Kielbasa has always been the name in sausage. It's such an honor to have you here, so I really do appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much for having me. We're honored and thrilled to be an advertiser on your program and a sponsor, and we just love what you do, celebrating this great tradition of tailgating.
All right, Tailgate Nation, that's going to about wrap it up for this week's show. I want to thank you for listening in and downloading this week's show. I want to remind you can hear our show on iTunes, SoundCloud, YouTube, Audio Boom, Stitcher Radio, the TuneIn app for your smartphone, Podomatic, and at our website at tailgateradio.com. You can also check us out on our Twitter account at Tailgate Radio. And as we always say here, keep the drinks cold and the grill hot, and we'll see you in the parking lot. Adios, amigos. Catch you on down the road.
You've been listening to the Tailgate Radio Network. Any rebroadcast without the express written consent of Major League Beer Pong is strictly prohibited.